Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos. Maybe you've seen it on television somewhere, or actual footage where the bodies were stacked very, very high, and they had machinery that was moving many of them into massive graves. I mean, the bodies were stacked not by the dozens, not by the hundreds, but by the thousands. I've always sat back to wonder what the workers were thinking when they were actually having to shovel the bodies into those massive ovens where they would incinerate thousands of human beings on a daily basis. Dachau and Auschwitz. It's an amazing and absolutely revealing testament that there is something deeply wrong in the heart of humanity. Something deeply sinister. How could it ever be that individuals would sit and think of a final solution? Calculate how they would annihilate an entire race of people. Decide all the factors, the machinery, dates and times, and seek to keep it in absolute secrecy, cloaked from the rest of the world, from the rest of the German nation, as the occult-inspired Nazi ideology was received, written down, spoken, as the orders were given, as the camps were built. You got to realize there were actual human beings that built the ovens, that lit them, that were there shoveling the bodies into those ovens. Those who would close the doors and wait as the smoke with the ash of human physical bodies would be floating into the air. Some would wonder how in the world can anyone conceive it, let alone do it. Now we know that Ahmadinejad, you know, he's denying, along with others that are connected to, well, the others connected to Aryan blood, they would deny the Holocaust. Yet in human history, we know that great, vile, vile evil has occurred like this all across the board. Even among the Russians and the millions that would die, that would be cleansed from their cultural system for the sake of another regime and another political order. How do we get these political orders? One that waits until their day comes and they need to cleanse and annihilate many others in a great coup. They need to do things in secrecy so that the rest of the world will not be immediately outraged. And again, the destruction of man against man, war and bloodshed. There is a god of war, small g. And I'm going to tell you right now that this prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operating in fallen humanity, what he has done is horrific. What will be done is off the charts. And we're going to talk about that this week, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Hey, how you doing tonight? This is Russ Dizdar. And we are on here 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. with the SurviveToThrive.net Steve Quells system here. And we are, listen, we're just simply, I'm looking at some of the notes here because I'm thinking about this entire week and what we're going to talk about. Because, listen, whether you're a conspiracy, you know, a conspiracy reader and you think of all the things that are coming down, if you're biblically oriented in prophetic revelation, this week's topic for each of these four nights is simply this: the demonic revelation, or when demonic revelation becomes political ideology. Now let me tell you something, when demonic revelation does become political ideology, the next step is all the enforcement to activate the agenda. And I don't know if you've looked back into the entire development of the Nazi regime, but we're going to talk about some of their development, what occurred, because it's really a type of what is occurring and has been occurring right now. Listen, the sharks are in the water. You and I, we've been seeing the fins. If you see the shark fins, you know it's attached to the monster beneath the surface. The damage has been done, and unprecedented damage will be done. But we're going to talk about the demonic revelation, or when demonic revelation becomes political ideology. We're going to talk also about what we can do about it, because there's two issues. Awareness of the issue is one thing. What to do about it is another thing. And we're going to touch on that each one of these evenings. Again, if you're just now coming in and coming on board, I want to say welcome. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And I see thousands of you coming to the website. We're trying to give you a lot of stuff. We'll continue to try to polish that website and make it a little better, a little easier. But we want to have a lot of information there, hundreds of downloads of materials. And that website will take you to all of what we do and give you literally hundreds of hours of other MP3s to download if you want to. Listen, we also have a Sunday night show, and I know that some of you have been coming over there, and some of the Sunday night crew have been coming and listening during the week. And once again, I'm aware, and I am again behind this mic saying one simple thing: compelled by the Spirit of God, the love of God, that is why we are here. And so the shows, I am very clear and very sure, and we've experienced, are very supernatural. There's an engagement. There's even spiritual warfare that goes on. And you've seen this with Steve Quayle before, and things that have struck his the system to shut things down, and all kinds of things that occur. It is really a battle. And it's really those who are trying to do the mission of God, the will of God, and trying to get out the message, where this behind the scenes shadow presence, listen, it's a real presence, it's a radical presence, and it seeks to engage and bring damage. But that's, listen, in the midst of all of it, there is a King of Heaven. There is a victor that is infinite and indefeatable, and this has been demonstrated again and again and again. I like to say it this way: the Lamb continues to run circles around the dragon. Now listen, as we go into this tonight, I'm going to give you a few of the announcements real quick, and then we will get into it. Listen, if you want to write to us while we're live on the show and send any questions or comments, you're welcome to do that. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. As we're learning more and more of those who are listening from all over, and we're seeing what we've seen on our other broadcast materials from many other countries, and we're amazed, and we feel a sense of privilege, because we're just simply a voice compelled by the kindness of a Savior that I've known for over 35 years to simply share with you what I see as unprecedented radical evil that has not only been embedded and entrenched, but that we are very close to some of the most catastrophic biblical predictions, which means that the world is in for some of the most catastrophic events in global history, in the history of fallen humanity. Now, there's a reason why we want to give a heads up. There's a reason why we need to know. A lot of people walk around confused. Everybody, you know, a lot of others, listen, they just want to save the world the way it is. And it's not going to happen that way. And that's part of the difficulty. That's part of the sadness for many, is trying to save everything. Now, there's a great big agenda that those who are believers in Christ, that you have. You have a massive agenda. And if you read Hebrews 11, when you step out in faith and live powerfully for God, that kingdoms can be conquered. Great things can be done. And so I hope that you'll hear me out tonight. Listen, and for some of the... the Luciferians, I'm talking about real ones and brotherhooders and so forth, that have written me, and you're listening in, and many of the military individuals that listen in, welcome. Because we believe that it's truly a divine appointment. And only asking that you would, with you know, all your intelligence and all of your honest openness, listen to what is being said, and what the simple singularity, that singularity that we keep mentioning. There is an infinite singularity, a point of that involves not only the attribute of the infinite nature of God, but of the relational nature of God. There is no one more relational. And I'm going to tell you about that more towards the end of this show, Monday night, September the 28th. I'm going to tell everybody about a conference coming up again, a two-day conference, Friday night, Saturday night, October 23rd and 24th. Tom Dunn down in Mansfield, Ohio, is setting up a big old conference. It's called Demolishing Strongholds. And the best thing to do is, if you want to go and see all about it, go to the shatterthedarkness.net site. You'll see there towards the top a little icon, Demolishing Strongholds. And there's a web page that tells you that it's going to be about the basics of spiritual warfare. It's going to be involving teaching on occult level, ritual warfare or spiritual warfare on that level, prayer mapping, Holy Spirit discernment, warfare and prophetic revelation, understanding spiritual warfare from a prophetic view of Scripture. And what is right now and what is coming. And so the call to the body of Christ is not only what has been, take up the cross and follow Christ, be completely discipled and given over to all that God has called us to live in and walk in and do. The safest place, the most powerful place, is in the mission of God. And I hope that you're involved. But we want to do the conference down there, and they're going to allow me to teach about 5 or 6 hours of training on these subjects. So if you're interested in coming to a conference that I think will pack you with information on how you can become stronger in a spiritual sense and what you can do for the Lord, what you can do in this climate that we're living in, then we encourage you to come. I'm sure they're going to probably record everything and have them up like the other conference CDs for sale. But nothing like being at a conference. We're going to do a baptism also. Got to baptize 8 others the last conference in June. And so there are those going to be coming that want to be baptized and that Tom is setting up. So we're going to look forward to that. And it's a tremendous celebration. As you're thinking about that, for some of you who are taking the course Spiritual Gifts, I will have up the next session today. And then at the end of this week, which should be the end of all that our work, you know, on the book, and the boxes should be in, and we should be unleashing those to all those who have ordered. We put a notice up that we're a little bit again behind because of the re-editing of some pages. But it's going to be, listen, We're just simply waiting now. We're going to have these in. And all that have ordered, we're going to ship you. If anybody's waited more than 45 days, of course, we're offering you a free course, online course, MP3s. It could be worth anywhere from $50 to the one preemptive theology, systematic theology, which is over 50 hours of MP3s. And we had up for a larger price. So we're going to offer that free to you if you've waited too long. Because I know what it is to wait when I'm waiting. Like when I order online, and I've got a book I'm waiting for right now. It's been 4 months. And most of the time on a pre-order, you're waiting 3. I just got in today. By the way, heads up, Tom Horn and a crew of writers that he brought in that includes Patrick Huron, and includes Chris Pinto and Deborah Ray. I was just reading Deborah Ray's chapter in the book that's called How to Overcome the Most Frightening Issues You Will Ever Face. And it's 20 experts advise you. Tom Horn is behind this. And Stan Monteith is in here too. And Sue Bradley, incredible researcher, is in here also. Michael Heisner also, and I met with Michael down in Roswell. Cool guy. Incredibly knowledgeable. So I just got this, and it was in a pre-order, and I waited a little longer than I thought. As a matter of fact, they sent me a note and said that I have to wait even longer, but it came in earlier. So for some of you, you might think it's 3 weeks away. You'll get it sooner than that probably. Wherever you live, it depends. I've got somebody in Australia right now that it may take two weeks or more to get to you once we ship them. But shipping is coming, and we hope to have all those to you. The book, The Black Awakening, over 500 pages. And inside the book, there's a coupon. And when you get the book, you can come to shatterthedarkness.net. We'll have a little button up that says Book Plus. And if you want The Black Awakening on the 24 hours of MP3s, you get it free. If you want the course, the training course on basic spiritual warfare, dealing with the world, the flesh, and the devil, you get that free. And I decided also, I just feel led, we have a major training course that's 26 hours long called Freedom Encounters. It's all about, you know, deliverance, dealing with demonic stuff, inner healing, dealing with multiples and satanic ritual abuse. The basic model that, not I say model, but the way we do things when we're ministering to folks like that. I think the book deals with so much revelation on this issue with 4 million to 10 million victims of this, that we do know that Jesus does bring healing inside and deliverance from the demonic, and there's just a whole world of need there. So I am adding a coupon into the book. Now, the original cost used to be $140 for the training. We used to do it here locally. Then we put it up on the web. We're going to reduce the price probably to about $75 in a month for that course overall. But if you buy the book, we're putting a coupon, and you can then go to the web and get the 24, 25, 26 hours of training free. Now, listen, all the stuff that's free that's in the book, that is you know, worth anywhere from, depending on what you choose on some stuff. Well, on those three anyway, it would be worth about $180, something like that. So even when we reduce the cost of these courses, it'll be worth over $100. So that's what's in the book for you and for all those who've already purchased the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. They are among us. It's been discussed. And we put all of our stuff that we've been into for 20-some years. Now, second book and third book will come down the road. We'll tell you about that. But no more announcements today. We want to get into the body of the material, because we're talking about when demonic revelation becomes political ideology. I opened the show tonight with talking about Dachau and Auschwitz. And I've seen, you know, the old black and white grainy clips. Of course, we've seen this on television, and there are pictures, still pictures. There are reels of film. There are still survivors left. There are those who've seen it all. Now, listen, once again, because that's been a long time ago now, for us anyway, when you go back to that time in history and you think in terms of the smokestacks, you think in terms of the human beings that were loaded like cattle onto trains and shipped to those places not knowing what was going to happen. When they were taken into those rooms telling them that they're going to be taking showers, not knowing that they were going to be gassed. They had no idea that their little glasses would be taken and stacked by the thousands, and that their teeth would be pulled and gold and silver would be extracted. This was a killing machine. This was the killing fields. They were harvesting all that they could use. Mengele was doing, you know, all of the, quote, scientific studies on the twins and on physical bodies and using them for the sake of weaponization of Aryan soldiers for the future master race. You got to understand that it wasn't just human. I plead with you to look at this, because over my right, a couple hundred books over here on the whole Nazi regime, and of course we've tried to read, can't read everything. I read Bob Rosio's book, Hitler in the New Age, which I think is the best thing to read. But I was reading where he talked about how, other than Jesus Christ, more books have been written about Hitler than any other other person in human history other than Jesus Christ. Now, that is an amazing thing. That's world history. I don't know if in schools today that they bring any of this out for junior highers and senior highers to take a look at, to look at the atrocities. But then you got to back up. There are books that say Hitler and Himmler and the rest of the regime were just psycho. There were those who were just saying it was just political, you know, ideology. I contend that it's not just political ideology, that it's not just... because, listen, ideas, you know, what we believe moves us. There's even a scripture, as a man thinks, so is he. So depending on what a person believes and what they think, that's basically, ultimately, what they're going to be doing. And this is the issue. When it comes to political ideology, when it comes to laws that are being enacted, when it comes to new laws and new regimes and new leaders, let me tell you something. They all have belief systems. They all have what they believe. Parties do. Groups do. And what they believe is what they're trying to put into practice. Now, the biggest issue is whether it's communism, whether it's, you know, the Nazi regime, whether it's what we have here in the United States or in England or in France right now, or socialism, all those issues. Every single book or law that's on the books, every single law that is on the books right now, you do know, was written by somebody. Was promoted and then put on the books. That's where laws come from. And so when you think in terms of Dachau or Auschwitz, when you think in terms of the millions that died, when you think in terms of hundreds of thousands of human bodies being cooked in massive ovens to try to either hide or eliminate. They were looking for the most proficient way to get rid of human beings. If you think that that kind of thinking is over, if you think that there's not even broader considerations for the future, if you think that that's old evil and that it could never happen again, then my dear friend, I love you, but you are in the dark. And you don't know what time it is in prophetic biblical revelation. Anybody reading Revelation chapter 9 is going to see that with all of the seals, this is the revelations that only Christ is able, as infinite God, to tell us exactly what's going to be occurring that will lead to a third of humanity being destroyed in less than a four-year period. And so when we look at old prophecy that it's been fulfilled, we see it accurate, infallible, it all comes about. When God has shown concerning the frog in the kettle approach to spiritual counterfeits, confusion, and alternative spiritual experiences, well, it's all around us. And hundreds of millions have been engaged. Maybe you're one. Maybe it's a remote viewer, a new ager, a psychic, a medium. Maybe it's Benjamin Krem listening. I always want to ask individuals, what's the source of the spiritual or the spirituality you embrace? You see, whatever it is, whatever side it's coming from, the evidences will show up. There is an incredible agenda that is occurring, that's being communicated, and that's being written down, that's being driven, that's being enacted. It's been a progressive thing. I call it the sequence of satanic evolution. But if you understand the foundation, the foundational doctrine of that agenda, if you know the foundational doctrine, demonic revelation, and then you begin to see it and hear it and read about it, well, then you know that the demonic revelation or inspiration has now become, well, it's come into the critical mass, the thinking. It's been outlined in books and materials where people have said spirits have guided them to write. It has been infused in political systems like a eyedropper of red coloring dropped into a glass of water. Each time you drop another, you know, drop of that red ink or that red dye into the clear water, each time another drop hits, the water has more of that red dye. A little bit more, a little bit. At first, you don't notice it at all. But another drop and another drop and another drop and another drop and another drop. Pretty soon, the water is tainted. And the more you put in, the more of the red you'll begin to see. And the more that is dumped in to social systems, political ideology, people's thinking, the more of that demonic inspiration, revelation that is dropped into the hearts and the minds of those receiving spiritual experiences and writings, and the more they speak about it, write about it, and the more you see it happening, then you know that it's more than just the first drop. It began somewhere. But at this point, I'm saying that it's not just a drop or two or three. More than half of the bottle of the red dye of the satanic agenda has now been dropped into revelations and books and into minds and into experiences and into supernatural dreams and channeling all across the board. And now you can actually see this literal demonic ideology or this revelation that is now becoming the ideology in the political system. For those in military, you're going to see it begin to turn red there. For those in politics, definitely turning red when you hear them speaking it from their lips in world class or world level, you know, well, like the G20 or like, you know, when you begin to hear it there, you begin to hear prime ministers and presidents and people around the world publicly speak about the need and the drive for globalism. Well, what's happening? They are speaking. And the question we should ask is, where did it come from? Track backwards. And when you track the spiritual theology of the New Age movement, when you track the spiritual revelations of Albert Pike and the Masons, when you track across the board some of the political ideology and military inspirations going on right now, well, when you see, well, I'm going to tell you the two things. Here's the two things, okay? Mark these down. The two primary doctrines. In Scripture, they're simply called didache. That means they are the teachings. Many of you who believe the Bible realize that it was inspired, that there was inspiration, and that we know that. Now, I have no question, it's plenary. That means the totality of Scripture. I have no question concerning the infallibility and inerrancy and the incredible supernatural nature of the Scripture. They're living words. But I also know, because the Scripture tells me, that there are writings out there that have been inspired not by the Spirit of God, but by demonic breath, demonic inspiration. I'm going to give you four categories of that tonight, and I'll give you five and six during the rest of the week. Now, here are the two primary foundational doctrines. The didache of demonoia. When you see this in books, when channelers are channeling it, when people are going and having out-of-the-body experiences or engaging what they think are extra, well, they're extra, extra-dimensional entities, whatever. When they get this information, like Courtney Brown, as a remote viewer goes off into the ether and finds, he thinks he's talking to Jesus, thinks he's dealing with angels, and he's got all this information and believes that he's called to communicate this information. You would not believe how many individuals have been engaged by these entities that not only believe that they have received supernatural insight that is blowing them away, but that they are supposed to, and they're called to, and they've got a mission to communicate and promote that mission. For Christians, it's the counterfeit of what you know, being clothed with power from on high, the Word of God being written as the living, grapha, the writings that we live by as the Spirit of God guides us. We see the nature of God. We see the agenda of God, the mission of God. So when you read the demonic inspiration, when you read those writings, you're going to find out what the Spirit of God has already given heads up about. You're going to find out not only the idea of the attributes or the nature of those writings, but you're going to find out the agenda. And the agenda is based on didache, teaching. You can take a hold of that in again, Timothy 4:1, when the uncreated Spirit of God is said very clearly that in the latter days that planos or imposter seducing spirits would come. They're going to come. It's their agenda. They were moving in the direction of breaking through and communicating. They got to Alice Bailey. If you ever read the story of Alice Bailey and her backgrounds with church, but she was engaged by another presence that came to, at first she refused it, but it came again and again and again. Helena Blavatsky, it was quite different. She was looking for it. Same with Aleister Crowley and many others that we can mention right now. Many others. The numbers of books that have behind it the inspiration of dark fallen spirits, I believe now are off the charts. And because of what I do, I've had to read a lot of those things. I've read some stuff that isn't even on the market that has been confiscated. You not believe. Even satanic rituals, where do they come from? They're inspired. Listen, if you understand the scriptures being inspired by the Spirit of God, then you got to understand that it's what's been written down. That if you're a believer and you believe the Word of God, you've been born of the Spirit, Christ lives in you, and the Scripture has been opened up to you, and the Spirit of God has given you insight to all that God has written and all that God has promised. It's like that on the other side. The dark side has brought inspiration and have communicated, and it has been written down. And I'm going to tell you right now, whenever you do read any of that kind of literature, you got to be very careful, because the truth is, behind demonically inspired writings is the presence of the demonic side that have produced them. There is a spiritual nature, a spiritual influence that directly comes when anybody reads demonic revelation writings. And so it's very important to understand that. Because people have read and got confused. People have read and went to sleep and had dreams. People have read and felt, voices in their head. People have read and felt just moved. And I'm going to tell you right now, especially, and I want the New Agers to listen, please. The spiritual experiences may be very, very real. But you got to understand, they could be as lethal and as deadly as hell itself. Why are we saying this? Is this about saying, hey, there's you know, whatever road you want to follow? I can't say that. I would never say that to my daughter. Raising my daughter, I would not allow her at 9 years old to drive a car. I would not allow her at 12 years old to go on some kind of date with a boy. And so as a believer that knows the presence of God, that has come from dealing with the other side and come out of that darkness and into Christ, now seeing what God has written, what God has spoken, there is grave warning to the world. It goes all the way back to Psalm chapter 2. So for the political individuals that are listening right now, for the military people that are listening right now, Psalm chapter 2 engages you along with the masses of people. The kings, the nations, and the peoples are going to be driven by a spiritual force that is masqueraded. The majority will never know what it is that hit them. They have no way of discerning, no way of knowing. Fallen humanity is blinded, shrouded in a deep, thick molasses, spiritually speaking, so that when the fallen cherub comes and the planos spirits come, and they do, and they have been from the 60s on, unprecedented revelation in the entire history of fallen humanity. Did you hear what I said? Unprecedented revelations. Inspiration. Demonic inspiration. And books and books and books. And that's why you can go to Borders and places like that and pick up a book on channeling. Pick up a book on spells. You can begin to read those things and get in. You can go on the web now worldwide. Ancient rituals that were once hidden things 30 years ago are now all over the web. And individuals that get into them. Listen, if you call the demons, if you call the spirits, they will come. They're for real. And God has given a heads up. God has given a warning. He did that before. Listen, He's done that in the past. Because God knows what is going on around us. As I try to be a good father, I give a heads up to my daughter. And I warn her about places and tell her about places. And even when she gives me those looks now when she's 18, like, oh, Dad. And she gives me those looks when I tell her about certain places and certain times of the night and, you know, whatever it might be. And she gives me those looks. I always smile and say, listen, I will not apologize for being a good dad. I will not apologize for giving you not only the love and the care and the steering that needs to be done, but also the warning. To keep giving you a heads up and to keep you from being assaulted and hurt or, you know, by things in the world. A little 3-year-old child doesn't know what will happen to them if they run out into the streaming traffic. They have no experience. They have no way of conceiving. They've never seen it occur. It's never been explained to them. For that little mind to, and little body to run out into the oncoming traffic. And that's simply what we're saying, what Steve Quell has been doing and others have been doing, and Tom Horn, as we're looking at one of his books he's just put out. That's what we're doing. And we're crying out saying that there is traffic. Demonic, horrific, unprecedented traffic. And to embrace it is to be drugged down a road, spiritually raped, and your soul for eternity taken away. May God give you grace to listen to some of what's being said. May God give you a kindness, as it says in Scripture, that leads you to metanoia, to repentance, to change. Because even at this moment, there is a there's another hand involved. There is this presence of God, this Spirit of God that is seeking many of you, knocking on the door of your heart, trying to bring you to the living Christ. Only He went to the cross. Only He was buried. Only He rose from the dead. In fulfillment to prophecy, in fulfillment of what needed to be done, and the doors have been blown off their hinges. And direct relationship with God and the gift of eternal life, well, it's there. It's absolutely there. But we're dealing with demonic revelation. That's what began to occur in pre-Nazi Germany. That's what was occurring prior to the political stirrings that became the riotings, that became the coup, that became the party that eventually, with all of its words, had a spiritual inspiration behind it. There was a spiritual foundation, spiritual promises, spiritual vision and dream that Hitler and Himmler and many others had, all flowing from deep and dark occult sources. Demonic revelation or demonic inspiration literally became political ideology. And that political ideology include build a military that can enforce the political ideology. And when you look at the nature, the viciousness, the secrecy, the annihilation or the attempted annihilation of a race of human beings, when you think in terms of the millions drawn in and slaughtered on the field, you think in terms of the dollars, the bloodshed, the losses. It all began with demonic intrusion, inspiration. It all began with the voice to Skull, the arrows of the enemy, the communication. He's looking for someone to take up his inspiration, to take up his idea. He's looking for someone to lie to inspire, to fill with a dream of globalism, a dream of a world united under a new system and a new leader and a new spirituality, and a new day will dawn, and a new military is needed, and a new super spiritual structure will help to enforce it. And by the hundreds of millions, people around the world are buying in to the concepts of spirit-driven globalism. I know I've been telling you, I'm going to give you the two foundational doctrines. Here they are. Number one, that wherever you hear this doctrine, listen, the doctrine or the promise of an evolution of human consciousness and a coming transformation of mankind. Wherever you hear that, it's the exact same foundational doctrine given in Genesis 3. The fallen cherub was promising an evolution to deification. The fallen cherub was promising humanity in the beginning that they were limited, they were being cheated, they were being ripped off. Chuck God, come to this side, believe the new teaching, the new didache, the new alternative spiritual writing which was spoken. Embrace this promise and you will evolve. You will come to be like God Himself. An evolution of humanity to deity. So wherever you see the doctrine being pushed of a evolution of humanity to deification, a new consciousness, there's excitement out there among those who believe this. They're receiving revelations and dreams and channeling and interactions with entities that are promising it. They believe that a spiritual wave is going to just all of a sudden erupt around the world. and that all of a sudden a surge will occur and lead humanity into a new level of spiritual thinking. Because an evolution of humanity, a new consciousness, a presence, a force has guided. Well, that to me is clearly that first counterfeit satanic Pentecost, that chaos before the arrival of the Antichrist. You got to understand, get this principle down, there is no advancement to the satanic kingdom without the direct expressed powers of Satan himself, of the demonic, the power of dark presence. It guides it. So that's the first doctrine. The second doctrine simply is that is like the flip side of this, the heads and tails of one coin. That is simply this: globalism. Everybody's talking about globalism. Conspiracy writers are writing about it. Many are, against it worldwide. Many are for it worldwide. But we're hearing it off the lips of presidents and senators and prime ministers and world leaders and the Maitreya. And listen, if you read any of the doctrines of demons, I'll give one example. Alice Bailey's Externalization of the Hierarchy, dictated by a demonic presence. She calls it an ascended master, Tibetan. The writings spell out some of the agenda, incremental approach, until finally a great cleansing might have to occur. A new age has to break open spiritually, but maybe there's a cleansing that has to occur. So let me tell you something. Wherever you see the doctrine of the evolution of humanity to a new consciousness, a new transformation, or even deification, and the concept of the promises of and the need of globalism saving humanity, behind it, straight from the fallen cherub's mouth, from his mind, from hell's kitchen, this doctrine has come. The hundreds of millions of Planos spirits have communicated this. It's the concept that drove the political ideology of the Nazis. They believed in a new spiritual humanity and a super race of godmen that would enforce a 1,000-year global reign. The inklings or the teachings or the belief in globalism was already back then, in the 30s, the 20s. The concept of getting rid of the opposition is included in the evolution of humanity to a higher consciousness and the evolution of humanity into a new global Aquarian age. Now, where does that come from? I'm going to give you real quick here because we have 10 minutes left. By the way, if you'd like to, and you can during these live shows, you can send a question in, a comment in, Shatter Xmail, sbcglobal.net. sbcglobal.net. And I'm just looking on here. I see that I've got an invitation to be on the Watchman radio show, which is pretty cool. This coming Saturday night, October the 3rd. So we'll put that up on our website. And they've just confirmed to me that we'll be there. So anyway, we have another comment here. Let me see what this is. This is coming from... This is coming from someone who is a Luciferian. I mean, they believe in the Luciferian cause. They believe in the bloodlines, the occult bloodlines. They believe in those dark powers. They believe that a bright, shining one is coming. Now, they just wrote to me. And they have a kind of a German way of writing because they use that sometimes. And here's what it says, Dizdar. This is just written to me. It just came in right now. Dizdar, I am pleased with the subject change. This past week has been mind-numbingly dull. We're referring to the whole issue with Allah. Now, here's what it goes on to say. To answer your curiosity, the local kinder people are not taught our history. It falls to us. In other words, what this undergrounder is saying, they're part of the regime, the secret power of lawlessness. They're part of saying that, hey, we're the ones teaching our people. The masses of people don't, they're not taught what we're taught. Well, I agree. This is an individual that has had face-to-face teaching, probably, and have felt the powers of darkness empower that teaching. And there's no question that Hitler did. There's no question that the Nazis did. There was a spiritual force behind the military's development and the political development and then what occurred. And that is nothing in comparison to what has been going on from the 50s through today in that frog in the kettle approach. Soon there will be a burst, a spiritual explosion seen in society in the great chaos or the great anarchy that's to come. Again, all the undergrounders believe it. They all say it. They all know it. Matter of fact, they're the ones that we've dealt with for 20-some years. They're the ones planning it. You know, this thing called the Black Awakening they refer to, the Great Chaos, that's what this book's all about, the rise of the super soldiers. Now listen, they're going to tell you the same thing, but what they do not understand is the same presence that did inspire the writers and the developers and the speakers and the workers of the Nazi Party. It's the same presence. The same doctrines can be found and the same agenda can be found. Here's how it occurs. Let me give four specific things. Inspiration, entrance, the reading of demonic doctrines, or the speeches that have the breath. Now, I'm going to give you those four things one by one. How does demonic doctrine become political ideology, military strategy? How does it become that? How does it become global consensus? Because Psalm chapter 2 prophesies from 3,000 years ago that it will become a global consensus. Nations will, the kings will lead it, the military political leaders, the nations will, and then the peoples. How does that happen? Number one, inspiration. We've mentioned Timothy 4:1. The spiritual inspiration, the spiritual presence. If we have right now unprecedented demonic inspiration, presence, manifestation, let me tell you again that it's nothing compared to what's coming. So the writings, the belief system and the writings, and now the speaking of it, can come by simple inspiration, the breath of the dark side. Just spiritual influence into minds and hearts that are unaided. Number two, it can occur by demonic presence entering into and from the inside out, guiding individuals. It's happening all around us. It really is. This is the kind of inspiration or entrance that occurred with G.H. Estabrook's in the development of splitting human personality, the Nazi science that came. It comes with a total disregard for humanity, ethics, moral law in the sense that we've been created with and what biblical revelation is about. Judas, if you remember, Judas was in the room, John's Gospel, chapter 13, and the Bible says what? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything until, I mean, he didn't believe in Jesus. He shut the door on Jesus. His back door was wide open, of course. And Satan just entered into him. That's when he got up and went out and for 30 pieces of silver sold Jesus out to death. So whether it's the inspiration, the breathing from the outside onto and into a person, demonic presence to hearts and minds, or the actual entrance of demonic presence, a channeler, an automatic writer might have that going on. Third thing is this. Individuals that read actual writings, demonic didache, writings of the demons. If you read the writings of demonically or demonic spirits that have guided individuals, whether it's, and again, I'll just pick on Alice Bailey. If you read the writings and you begin to believe them, you're going to be affected by the spirits that guided the writings. They attend to those writings. I believe there might even be an attachment to those writings, let alone their attendance to. So if you read the writings that have been given by fallen, finite spirits, and you begin to believe them, guess what's going to happen? The actual presence will then begin to come upon and deepen and lead individuals to promote it. And then the fourth thing clearly is this. You hear the speeches. You actually hear. You ever hear Hitler speak? And you ever sense that spiritual force behind as the masses and masses listened? As some fainted, there was a supernatural power behind the demonic revelation that became Hitler's political ideology, that became a movement, that became a dream for a new spiritual humanity and a new global cause. And my dear friends, it's occurring all around us. We've come to the end of the hour. I hope you'll join me Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. We'll continue in part two of this. How does demonic inspiration become political and even political ideology and military strategy? If you don't know the living Christ, please, as someone who believes they're an intelligent, honest seeker, study the Gospel of John. Read chapter 7. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.